Hi there, folks. Welcome to the A Minute to Midnight show. This is Tony, and I'm coming to you on Tuesday morning here in New Zealand. It's still reasonably early in the morning. With me on the show, I have Jamie Walden in Colorado. And Jamie, it's early afternoon where you are, right?
Yeah, it's early afternoon and it's Monday here, yeah. So we got quite a big time difference.
Yes, I think some people don't realize that when they put dates on shows online. It's like, hang on a minute, we haven't got there yet. But yes, we have in the Southern Hemisphere. New Zealand's the first place to click over into a new day. So that's why it is sometimes that we seem one day ahead on the dates when I'm posting videos. And, of course, we're in summer here and you guys are in winter. And just very briefly off air, you were saying, look, as I said to you, oh, America, I noticed on the east side they're having one of the coldest winters they've had in at least a decade or two decades, and you in Colorado are having the opposite.
Yeah, we have the worst snowpack in recorded history since they've been recording snowpack in Colorado. And, you know, I'm just outside Durango. You know, we have 14,000 peaks very nearby us. They barely have any snow on it. And pretty much anything below really 9,000 feet, we've had, you know, you can't say nothing but a couple inches throughout the winter. For living in the Rockies, that's a big problem. You know, when our watershed and our snowmelt feeds, you know, I was telling you off air, it feeds Phoenix, it feeds Vegas, yeah. It feeds all the mega cities out in the desert places, you know, from Southwest out. Some of it even is allocated even to Southern California and elsewhere through, you know, the Colorado River Basin and the Arkansas River Basin, feeds all those big reservoirs. So yeah, it looks like people are starting to freak out, getting worried about some mega drought stuff, which is interesting because Steve Quayle, I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, Tony, but he's been warning about the mega droughts in the West and Southwest for over a decade, from what I understand. He's even done a documentary film based on that. And he's said for as long as I've been listening to him and been friends with him, I love Steve, him and I are good friends, that the greatest migration and crisis in U.S. history is going to be the migration from the West to the East because of water. And he also has stated that some of the most significant wars in the near future will be over water rights. So that even gets into a lot of the aspects of what China is doing with the Canadians, what he did under Trudeau. And now that you have a continuity of things with this current administration up in Canada is securing water from the Great Lakes, which obviously are border lakes. Some of them are in Canada. Some of the waters are in Canada. Some are in, you know, the United States of America. And they are actually using, you know, from what I understand, retrofitted oil tanker ships to ship fresh water to China, because China has, by and large, collapsed a lot of their underground aquifers and they've overdrawn the water and now they're out of fresh water. So it's interesting things that Steve has been saying for a long time are actually starting to play out here in real time.
Well, it's interesting you're saying there's hardly any snow below 9,000 feet, dear, and it's the middle of winter, because here in New Zealand, anything over 9,000 feet is permanently in the snow all year round. So,
I mean, you can kind of see out my window right now. I mean, it's February. It's almost 60 degrees in February in the Rocky Mountains. I mean, tomorrow we're going to Moab, you know, in Moab, Utah to, you know, ride machines out there in the desert and the rocks and the canyons and stuff. We've been hiking with t-shirts on for the last couple of weeks, and it's extremely abnormal.
Well, and yet I look on the East Coast, you know, and like where Holly, my wife's from, and that, and it's very cold. Like, I haven't seen it that cold in a long, long time with lots of snow. So it is weird. I do wonder how much of it's geoengineered, actually, if they're trying to create droughts.
I think there could be aspects of the geoengineering, but, you know, from my perspective, even a lot of the talking points of geoengineering are allowed to be out there, because what it does is it forces people to be dismissive of the reality of this radically significant earth changes that are occurring. Yes, there is geoengineering, very well aware of it, and all the 40 plus patents and even U.S. Air Force documents for basically full spectrum dominance through different types of weather warfare applications. So we know that they have the capability to geoengineer on a very massive scale. But what I think now is it's part and partial to God's impending judgment on the nation, on the inhabitants of the earth for seeking to be like God and actually manipulating and perverting and corrupting the things that he created good and orderly. They're messing with the hydro conveyor. They've messed with the jet stream and everything that goes on with the jet stream and the atmospheric rivers. They've been messing with the areas where they're doing desertification and other areas, and they're losing deluge on other areas that shouldn't have it. So they have this inverting of normal patterns. So say, for instance, here we have zero snowpack and it's crazy hot. And then the Outer Banks, which all my family's from the Outer Banks in North Carolina, got 2 feet of snow, which shouldn't happen. I mean, they may get a dusting every once in a while, but not 2 feet of snow. And then you have that huge cold snap like you're talking about on the East Coast, and over here we have nothing. But then you have these inverse relationships globally. It's not unique to the United States of America. What's happening in Italy and Greece and even like Sardinia and Cyprus and all and these bigger island countries, they're in full chaos. Spain, chaos. Portugal, chaos. North Africa, chaos. You have a lot of the Arab-based countries, Middle Eastern and North African countries that are having deluges of rain that they can't even explain, and it's destroying infrastructure everywhere. And so if you've ever seen that movie, Geostorm, with Gerard Butler, it's very part and parcel to what's going on right now. It's almost like I don't want to say they've lost control of the weather because God's sovereign over all things, but because of their willingness to seek to manipulate weather, now it's God's turn to do what only he can do. And also, one of the most significant aspects of the weather phenomenon that are occurring is because it is secondary to a giant space body and to perturbances from space with regards to its effects on the sun and the solar flares and the CMEs and the different things going on with that and other space bodies. And then secondarily, what that does to our magnetopause, our magnetosphere, the hyper heating of the earth, what the neutrinos do at the core of the earth, how it affects the speed of the molten core of the earth. Sorry, flat earthers. If you don't believe in any of this stuff, it's just reality of basic earth sciences. And so what we're getting is huge pole drift, not flip, but huge pole drift, pole shift occurring at breakneck speed. And a lot of the long-term documented weather patterns and even the geophysics of everything are changes at a breakneck speed. I follow a couple different geophysicists out there and try to listen to things here and there. A couple times a week, I try to tune in and see what they're talking about. And all of them are basically warning that we've broke all the models because the Earth is in a tailspin as far as major changes in crustal plate displacement and the volcanism and the underwater sea volcanoes and the, you know, that blob, they're calling it this blob over there in the Mediterranean, superheating the water and methane gas releases and all these different mechanisms are happening all simultaneously. And they're saying that their modeling, by and large now, can't account for it anymore. And they believe it has to do with a giant space body coming into an interstellar space body coming into our orbit that's perturbing everything. So, yeah, there's a lot happening with regards to that.
And the space body, when is it supposed to, is it 2032 or 2029 when it's supposed to arrive?
Well, you know, I talk about Apophis a lot, you know, and that's kind of the most prescient thing. I do believe 3i Atlas was a faint maneuver. I think that a lot of that was hyperbole, but it was to get the masses looking towards space and being intrigued by these different astrocatastrophism based events that are coming. It was kind of like a softening tactic, like COVID was for the next big show pandemic that they're going to lose. This 3i Atlas was kind of their softening tactic for what they know is actually coming. Apophis being what I think is biblical wormwood. And anybody can go look at all the seminal work by Tom Horn or Neil Tyson deGrasse and his work at MIT with this. A lot of different astronomers, both professional and amateur, are talking about Apophis, including the space-based agencies. We just had the largest planetary defense drill ever in recorded history occurred about 3 weeks ago now to prepare for these aspects of astrocatastrophism. But when you look at the ability to perturb the sun and the earth the way that it is, it could be something even bigger. And I don't want to say speculative science because it's not speculative science. There's actually a lot of scientific data to back it. But this gets into the Nibiru, Planet X, the seventh planet type stuff, Gabriel's Fist, a lot of different names out there, the winged planet. A lot of the ancients in the ancient world, both pre-flood and antediluvian age, spoke about these planetary events. That's why they, all in every culture, their shaman class or their priest class were always astronomers. It doesn't matter if you're in Mesoamerica, South America, or the Balkans region to Bosnia, Herzegovina, China, you know, down into Sardinia, Malta, all across the world, every single area, they were fixated on the heavens and all the astronomy and astrology based documentation because of the cyclical nature of astrocatastrophism. And it was always by God's hand and God's divine sovereignty to bring in these different space bodies to exact particular effects on different hyper wicked cultures and empires at that time. So it's actually not new. It's just new to this generation. And it's actually being strategically maligned and washed over and whitewashed. And even with the climatology based stuff and the climate change based stuff, and even the within the truther movement, the disinformation, misinformation of the geoengineering aspects, so that nobody will actually look up. In fact, they went so far as to produce that very high-end Hollywood movie with all the A-listers like Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio and a bunch of other Meryl Streep and all these other A-listers. And the name of the movie was Don't Look Up. And the whole purpose of the movie was that all the scientific community had locked onto a radically significant space body that was coming, that was going to rework the entire Earth. And without telling the human populace, they started developing a planetary defense initiative with a private sector, eccentric, multi-billionaire, almost trillionaire, space-based private entity, i.e. Starlink and Star whatever. He's got several different star things, Elon Musk. So that movie, Don't Look Up, actually lays out all the very particular aspects of what I believe is happening in real time. And then they push out a movie like that to make it satirical or, you know, like a satire, so that people will be very dismissive of it and look at it as tongue-in-cheek information. Same thing with Greenland and Greenland too, that have come out here in recent years. Greenland just this year, with regards to the same thing, a huge asteroid that the government knew was coming, that they knew they could not let the general populace know about until the last second because of the human chaos factor that would result. So the government was making all of its preparations. The government was well aware of what was going on, but they pushed out through the propaganda machine of the Mockingbird media all these other distracting sound bites and talking points so that nobody would actually connect the dots on why these things are happening. So as I look at the weather from me in the Rocky Mountains to the East Coast to, like I said, down in the Arabian Peninsula and elsewhere, everywhere on the face of the earth, including Kamchatka, Russia, where they got 20 feet of snow and one dumping. Japan's having similar things happening. And then earthquakes are occurring at the same time. And then entire seas are receding in other areas without there being tsunami warnings or underwater earthquakes. There's so many crazy things happening right now with the earth sciences that if anybody wants to get tuned into that stuff, you would have no doubt how late the hour actually is.
That's interesting. I'm sure there's so much that we could go into on just that, but just to maybe move on, because there's a couple of subjects to cover, really. And you mentioned the government, and I'm looking at whole thing with the Epstein, and I don't know how much time we want to spend on this, but the Epstein files and the release of all the recent 3 million pages, and what it appears to me, Epstein with a bank account titled named Bail, is island had a temple on it with pillars, the same what you find in Freemasonry, Solomon's Temple, and an owl statues. That's all been wiped, but there are images, old images, that was that. And I'm looking at it and thinking this was just a global child sacrifice ring and paedophile, type of arrangement. And governments all over the world and famous people, doesn't matter where they're from, doesn't matter which party they're from, the people's names are found in this Epstein files, and it runs way deeper than people really want to realize. Epstein just wasn't some isolated criminal. I think he was part of facilitating a global satanic ring, basically. That's what I think. I'd like to know what some of your thoughts on it.
No, 100%. I mean, the whole Epstein thing, if you can take the name out of it and just apply a different name to it, because that just using that language has kind of been so overused, the Epstein files, where the reality is it's the Powers of Darkness files, and more in particular, it's the files of Mystery Babylon, being the United States of America. So, you know, I liken it more to just the Mystery Babylon files, and it is actually the cornerstones of even the founding of this nation, which unfortunately the American psyche and paradigm and the comfort bias and the normalcy bias won't accept it. I mean, you can go back to the founding fathers, including Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, and their associations with the Hellfire Club and their ritualistic sacrifice of children. I mean, when Benjamin Franklin died, they found, I think, up to 8 or 9 skeletons of children within the floorboards of his house, and that was the norm. And that's actually the founding of our nations. You can go back, you can fast forward even a little bit further to where they were looking to develop the Great Seal of the United States of America. The guy's name eludes me right now, but he was sent down by Congress at the time. This was the early 1800s. So within about 30 years of the founding of the U.S., 30 to 50 years, when they wanted to develop the Great Seal of the United States. And so what they did is they actually sent this guy, I can't remember his name, of course, he's a Freemason and blah, 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 you know, associated with all the different mystery schools, but they sent him to Mesoamerica, which is Central America, to study both the Aztec and the Mayan, a little bit of Incan, so a little bit down in the South America, to study the ziggurat and the priest class and their consistentistic sacrifice to power their empire. Because they were uniquely, the U.S. Congress was very intrigued at the power that these Central and South American super states had through ritualistic child sacrifice. So much so that if you were today to go to the Capitol building, which is occultic in itself, it's the womb of Semiramis or Inanna or Ishtarte. I mean, you can't debate that. Everybody knows that. But within the rotunda of the Capitol building is the fresco called the Apotheosis of Washington. And contained within that, within all the other occultic symbols and the 72 pentagrams and the blah, 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 and all the, he's surrounded by the pantheon of the great gods of old and the Cumaean Sibyl, which were prophets and prophetesses that dictated certain things, as you will see that they included in this giant fresco, which has no business being a part of what has to do with the founding of the United States of America, is the Mayan calendar and the Mayan gods and the Mayan priest class conducting ritualistic sacrifice. It's in the rotunda. So like that, this is what the United States is founded on. So, I mean, you can go through a lot with regards to Epstein. I mean, the Nickelodeon symbol is an exact replica of Epstein Island. Disneyland and its edifices are replicas of Epstein Island, or vice versa. One of them was started first and then the other one picked it up. I mean, you can look at even things as Ellen DeGeneres and the Ellen DeGeneres show, and her edifices are replicas of that temple at Epstein Island. It's all over the place, including the demonic ritualistic, you know, high occultic thing that they did with the Super Bowl halftime show just yesterday, our time here. And there were references on their clothing to both Epstein Island, including Belichick's one of the football coach's girlfriends wearing a t-shirt specifically promoting and pronouncing their association with global child sex trafficking and ritualistic sacrifice. So it goes across everything. It doesn't matter if it's sports, if it's media, if it's entertainment, if it's policymakers, decision makers, if it's engineering, science, tech, it's all of them. It's all of them if you want to operate at that level. Sadly and horrifically, the currency of their dark economy is the blood of children. I have talked to a guy who was a part of the dive recovery team initially at Epstein Island. And so he was working with different federal agencies, and, you know, so they put out dive teams to work their way around the island, see what's in the water. And they stopped counting the skeletons of children because there's just so many, it's unbelievable. And so from Epstein is actually connected to Ukraine and what's going on in Ukraine. It's also connected to Hunter Biden, the Biden laptop, and Burisma and all these other different things, because it went from the US to the Caribbean area, including Haiti and Dominican Republic as well. And then from there over to Europe, to Ukraine proper. And from Ukraine, that was the hub where the spokes went out all across Europe and Eurasia to conduct all the final transactions with regards to this trafficking thing. So I say all that to say, and that doesn't even include what's going on with the 350,000 missing children a year inside the US and the other 300 to 400,000 untraced, untrackable, illegal immigrant children that come into the US and then they just are lost. They just disappear. So it's being powered at a level that most people can't comprehend. And again, I go back to the founding and go back to Washington, DC. All you have to do is tour Washington, DC, and you'd have no doubt what's going on with the Mystery Babylon files, not the Epstein files, the Mystery Babylon files. So why this is significant to me, Tony, is what I think is I truly believe, doesn't mean I'm right, just because I believe it and I'm convinced of it or confident in it. I could be wrong, but I believe this is the Lord's last exposure of the sins of this nation before he judges it, before the United States of America is lay wasted. And a single day and a single hour when smoke is seen arising in cities, I think that this is the last revelation for those with ears to hear and eyes to see, a call to repentance and also a adjudication, a laying out, a public testimony of the sins of this nation, so that when God judges it, everybody on the face of the earth, whether they're aware of what we have done historically or not, or what fuels this country or not, everybody will know that it was just. And I think this is what's going on the geopolitical sphere too, with Trump and his ego campaign of offending and tearing down and destroying every ally, every economy, every formal longstanding relationship that the U.S. has had, is systematically going through, burning down every bridge, doing this strong arm hammer of all the earth tactic. Again, that's Jeremiah 50:51, talking about Mystery of Babylon as well too, the daughter of Babylon, that all this is being laid on the scene, exposed and bare, just like the whole deep state exposure thing. It's all being laid out in a heavenly court of law to be seen. All the evidence has been tagged and bagged and is being presented before the heavenly host in the heavenly realms and the inhabitants of the earth. So when God judges America soon, everybody will know that he is perfectly righteous and just in what he does to the United States of America.
Well, that is an interesting perspective on it. And I'm sure some people will agree and some people will say, no, they don't think America's Mystery Babylon. I know we've had discussions on this before on the show, you know, the different versions of it. And I know David Wilkerson did believe that America was Mystery Babylon. But the thing is, it's not just America. Say with the Epstein thing, the Mystery Babylon, you know, the Babylonian mystery schools tie up with Epstein. You've got Mossad in Israel involved. You've got MI6 in London, and as well as the CIA and the FBI and so on in America. It runs rampant through
right.
everywhere.
And that's why that's relevant, Tony, because it went, speaking of Mystery Babylon, Revelation 18, it says she made the whole world drunk with their immoralities. Mm-hmm. So there's an initiating source. Actually, the initiating source is the Celts and the Druids. The initiating source is England, is London, is the oligarchy and the monarchical class within England, and they're druidic, wicked. There's never been, I mean, the Romans that invaded the British Isles were horrified at what they found on the British Isles. The Roman legionnaires, and they'd already dealt with the Goths and the Visigoths and the Berserkers and all the Scandinavian, you know, Viking-based tribes. I mean, the Roman Empire had already dealt with a lot of the hyper-paganized peoples as they were expanding the empire. But when they got to the British Isles, I mean, you can read primary source information on the Roman legionnaires, and they were scared to death and horrified at the demonology and the blood cult of the British Isles, which today is obviously England, and we are the wings of the lion that were broken off from the wings of the eagle that were broken off from the lion and planted now over here in the United States. So what you have is actually, and it's interesting because you brought up Mossad, MI6, and CIA. Well, CIA, OSS is MI6, and MI6 and OSS and CIA all created Mossad because of initiation through Lord Rothschilds and the Balfour Declaration to establish this thing in the nation state of Israel and to resurrect both Kabbalistic and Babylonian Talmudic Khazarian-based Judaizers. And so this gets into that. They're of the synagogue of Satan. They're those who say they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's not being anti-Semitic. That's just straight history 101. God's people, true Zionism, biblical Zionism is beautiful and radiant, and they're a covenanted people. But you have, just like anything, where the powers of darkness try to run in parallel, and they create a counterfeit of what God created good and what God created blessed. So even when we're looking at these aspects of Mystery Babylon, you know, with regards to they make the whole world drunk with their immoralities, that is the power transfer from the Roman Empire, from Egypt and Rome through the British Isles to the American colonies to what we see today. So they're actually, which is why in the back of a dollar bill, you have the Roman iconography with the Egyptological iconography married, because that's what occurred within the Roman Empire when the Caesars conquered Egypt. They actually took on the title of Pharaoh, built their triumphal Arch of Titus, with which Trump wants to rebuild his Arch of Trump, which is actually the Arch of Titus, which is related to all this occultism of the American colonies. So they are all interconnected, and right now they're reaching their kind of their zenith of exposure of their wickedness. I mean, I know you've seen the videos of little boys in underwear running, climbing out of windows from Prince Charles's room in the different whatever castles or palaces there in England, and what the Queen of England's appetite before she died for children was well known. A lot of the royal class, I mean, that's what they're known for. They actually have made public statements about having a triple strand helix, that they're not even fully human, which is why where you get the divine right of the kings to rule and reign humanity comes from, is that they actually say that they're descendants of a dragon, of the great white dragon, which is why it's embedded in their seal and in their national crest. I mean, I can go on to this stuff forever and ever and ever to lay out the groundwork for why, as far as it stands historically, Mystery Babylon can be none other than the United States of America. And I'm not disparaging that, the fact that there's competing perspectives on that. That's fine. That's good. There's good dialogue, good research, and a lot of good information out there on who the potentiality for Mystery Babylon could be. But I go, if you go all the way back through the historicity, even back to Sumer and the Akkadians and onward, it's the United States of America was specifically raised up to be the resurrection of those ancient arcane occultic mystery school practitioners and occultic practitioners. I mean, it was founded for that reason. And that reason alone, even if you read the founding fathers documentation and a little bit before that in the 1600s, early 1600s documentation, they do not hide it at all whatsoever. And if you really want to know what the founding fathers were about, read anything you can find on Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and even Adams, John Adams. They are very, very brazen about their loathing of Christianity, their loathing of Jesus Christ, and their affinity for all things pantheon, occultic-based power structures. I mean, they do not hide or smooth over or massage any language. They just say it straight up.
And, of course, George Washington was a 33rd degree Freemason as well, and a lot of people don't know that. And the founding of the U.S. in 1776 also matches up with the Illuminati and the founding under Adam Weishaupt in 1776. I don't think it's any coincidence. I think it all ties in together. I mean, I look at globally leaders all around the world, and I think you would probably find that if you could delve deep enough and get past all the smoke screens at all of them, pretty much in every country are tied into this mystery Babylonian system in one way or another. The ancient Babylonian rites, that's how they get there to the top. And you know, like,
and if you look at it, Tony, if you think about it, it's all tied to money. So then again, you have that biblical, you know, reproof of the love of money, you know, being the source of all evil. And so it's through the power structure of the petrodollar and the US dollar as a reserve currency that we have propagated and made the whole world drunk with our immoralities, is because of the financial incentivizing that we do to nations to either come under our sway and under our control economically and geopolitically, and then to some de facto degree militaristically, and then how that we get them to do exactly what we want them to do, even pushing all the most vile degrees of wickedness possible. You know, and then it's like you could get into the origins of World War I. You could get into the origins of World War II. You can get into the origins of the Spanish-American War. I mean, you can go... It really is about history, and unfortunately, we have a highly revisionist-based history that's taught to our children in our schools, which is a part of the mass mind control. But the history speaks for itself. The primary source documentation speaks for itself, even to the exaltation of Hitler and the Nazi Party, and everything that occurred with World War II was 100% the United States of America. It's kind of like what's going on in Ukraine right now. We have over 1 million Ukrainians dead. We have 1.5 million Russians dead or wounded, millions of people dead, and most Americans couldn't even find Ukraine on a map. And all that's being done by us. The genocide in Bosnia, Herzegovina, that was us. Rwanda with the Hutu and Tutsis, that was us. The genocide against different native peoples in order to extract the resources and get all kinds of things, you know, at cheaper prices in order to maximize profit. All that's done by us. I mean, the overthrow, what's going on in Iran right now, and these poor people being slaughtered, that's us. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And it all does come back to that money motive, because money is equated with power. It's not money for money's sake. It's money for power's sake, money for control's sake. And it is about ready to all come down. So even when you look at Mystery Babylon, Revelation 18, the thing that God strikes is our treasuries. He strikes our luxury, our treasuries, our entertainment class, our manufacturing class, our mercantile class. I mean, look at, read everything about Mystery Babylon. And he strikes our ability to project power. That's Jeremiah 50, 51, talking about daughter Babylon. And it's specifically about the merchants of the world and the kingdoms of the world and how they react when this Mystery Babylon is destroyed in a single hour. Not in a long protracted war, but in a single hour lay wasted. And it's the specificity of it is to take that from which she has been arrogant and maintain her pride and power in, which is her economics. That's the center of it all.
And when you talk about the Mystery of Babylon and city-wise, like New York is laid out very, very much along the whole lines of that, all of, you know, with the Statue of Liberty, and just you could just go on with New York.
Well, and Babylon, New York.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I always bring that out. A lot of people know.
Yeah.
Babylon, New York is where, because it's a deep water port, right? They're in the mouth of the Hudson. Yeah. Deep water ports are a big deal. If anybody knows anything about maritime transport, is to have a deep water port is a huge deal that can take those big tankers. And there's not that many places on the earth that can do that. And Babylon, New York, and the water tower that says Babylon, New York, is the dead reckoning, for lack of a better word, for anybody that does land nav. It's their dead reckoning item that these maritime big giant cargo ship captains use to know when to start making different maneuvers to come into the deep water port, is the water tower that says Babylon for Babylon, New York.
Yeah, that's interesting. And some people wouldn't realize too, I'm sure a lot don't, that when you mentioned World War II, right, the beginning of World War II, you had two brothers. One was pretty much controlling the US finances, while the other brother was controlling the German finances, and that was a couple of Warburgs. Right at the beginning of World War II, and people don't realize that when you were looking at building up for a war, you had two brothers on opposite sides of it.
Same thing with the Huxley brothers. Same thing. The Julian and Aldous Huxley, one of them who did the Brave New World, which is a dystopian novel about, you know, the globalist elite, but they went over to Germany to teach the rising socialist party, which is Nazism, how to use mass propaganda through media for mind control. Mm. And in fact, the tube that was used for TVs, the old boob tube, you know, I'm going to watch the tube. The tube that was created for TVs was developed with the help of American scientists with the Nazi party to create a TV so that every German could be propagandized to support the Nazi party. Because believe it or not, they had less than 3% support when the war started. Less than 3% of Germans supported the Nazis. They hated them, but it was the mass mind control through propaganda that was taught by the U.S. media moguls why they were able to achieve what they were able to achieve, even with the pomp, with the visual aspects of it, with the red and black. Hugo Boss, is it Boss? Yeah, Hugo Boss is the one who designed all the uniforms for the Nazi parties, and then the regalia, and then the whatever. And so the reason why it's called programming and broadcasting, as in the casting of spells when you watch a TV, is because that's what it was designed for. So even within the Nazi party, when they designed the tube to get this TV into every home of a German citizen, which, by the way, it took obviously some years to develop, it didn't really become a huge thing until the early 50s, but it was designed, that's why it was called your nightly programming. And that's why it was called your nightly broadcast, the broadcasting. And it was that tube that was developed to get this into every home to get them to acquiesce and come underneath the programming. So again, United States, Mystery Babylon. Henry Ford is the one who taught them how to do the Great Solution. Henry Ford was one of the most significant outspoken anti-Semites in modern and our contemporary history, was Henry Ford. So he's the one who actually first off helped design and engineer the manufacturing base for the Nazi party, which how they went from World War I and the Weimar Republic to being eviscerated, to be in this super state with this super industry and mass war machine. That was all Henry Ford. All Henry Ford created the mass mobilization of armaments for Hitler to begin doing his blitzkrieg into Poland and elsewhere. But also what he did was he helped them develop the engineering for the final solution to make it highly efficient on how to, quote unquote, if people are listening to this, I'm using air quotes, deal with the Jewish problem. Was Henry Ford developed the concentration camps. Henry Ford did that.
Wow, well, I didn't know that. That's pretty interesting. Just looking at things with Mystery Babylon, though, because being the financial capital of the world, that's definitely New York. You know, some people might say it's London, but I'd say New York for sure. And that has to be adds weight to the whole Mystery Babylon thing. And if you look at the manipulation at the moment, it is so obvious with the precious metals market and what's been happening there. There is no such thing as a free market. They've devised this paper monetary system to control everything. And now whether, they're going to crash it, obviously, to bring in a new one, a new system with even more controls. But it's become so obvious in the last few weeks. There is no such thing as a free market, and they are controlling it from New York.
Well, and even, you look at New York City, Manhattan Island, it's like it is the COMEX, so it's the center of precious metals, and then it's the center of the stock market, it's the center of mercantilism, it's the center of manufacturing. Like, this is where, it's the hub of where everything is done out, and actually it's the center of entertainment. You can go from Broadway onward, and again, that's why I say when you look at that, for the listeners, go reread Revelation 18 and Jeremiah 50:51. There's several other places too. But Revelation 18, and look at the detail of each of the industries that it lays out, and specifically that it does away with. Specifically. In fact, New York City is called the city that never sleeps, right? Because of the amount of lights and the amount of ball. And look at what it says: no longer will the light be seen in her, no longer will the whatever, no longer will the sound of the this and the sound of the that and the sound of this. Like, it's very, very detailed, because God is very detailed. For anybody who has the ears to hear and the eyes to see, to go, so it's not like, it's not this enigma. The Lord is actually kind to lay things out for us plainly, prophetically. But see, we couldn't have had this understanding until even recently, even with the revelations of the Epstein files, or we'll call it Mystery Babylon files, right? Like, it's all coming out, which again is prophetic fulfillment, that there's nothing hidden that will not be made known, nothing concealed that will not be dragged into the light. Like, these things are going to be revealed. The sins of the nation are going to be revealed to the people, and the sins of the people are going to be revealed to a holy God before he judges, because otherwise he wouldn't be just. And if you think about it, really from Obama onward in the United States of America in particular, Europe and the United States proper, so and then the Five Eyes, you guys down there, New Zealand and Australia, anything that's British Empire based, for lack of a better word, for about the last 15 years, since what, 2008, everything has been being exposed and laid bare. I mean, I don't care if it's the LGBT stuff, if it's the pharmaceutical stuff, if it's the geoengineering, if it's the money market manipulations and how we do that, and our, the diary of an economic hitman, economics that we do over the face of the world, the overthrow of dictators, the assassinating of public leaders, the mass mind control that we insert in every country, and then the children. It has been being laid bare for the last 15 years, and guess what? The church has yet to repent. Because as the church goes, so goes the nation states. As the godly men and women within a nation go, so goes the nation states. So what the Lord has really set about doing, which is why I truly believe judgment is going to occur soon, I mean, incredibly soon, over the face of the earth, but because of the judgment of the United States of America, you get these cascading effects with all these other nation states and economies. But it's because the Christians have refused to humble themselves and be broken before a holy God for the sins of these nations that we have allowed to occur. So I think it's all being laid out just in time for God's righteous judgment to fall.
Unfortunately, so many Christians have bought into the if we just support Donald Trump, we're supporting God's man and everything will come right. And it's nothing could be further from the truth. And everything is moving further and further towards the beast system. And under Trump, it's happening very rapidly with all the surveillance and
all sorts of other things. Yeah, and if you think about it, Tony, it's like I always go, because I wrestle with this forever, I'm like, but why? Why do the Christians, why are they so like they just have given themselves over to this MAGA thing or whatever? Yeah. It's like, why? And I couldn't admit, it's like, oh, it's actually pretty simple. Again, it's money. That's why. Because what Trump will afford them, the Christians that want to undergird this, the quote-unquote Christians that want to undergird all the stuff in this movement, is because then they get to have their key cake and eat it too. So the only reason why they keep casting their lots with this new movement, no matter how much is revealed and how much is exposed, is because they want to personally benefit and profit from it too. They want record highs in Wall Street. They want record highs in crypto. They want record highs in precious metals. They want the restoration of particular civil-based institutions because they can profit off of it. They want to see their IRAs and their 401ks. They want to actuate it out and see it maximized. And they want peace and prosperity. While they are saying peace and prosperity, then sudden destruction will come upon them. Most people say peace and security, but the actually transliteration of that aspect of the end of the age is when they're saying peace and prosperity. So if you look at the man of peace, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not saying that this administration is the Antichrist at all, but I believe it's a John the Baptist counterfeit forerunner for the beast system for sure. But everything is about peace, and prosperity. It's making America great again. It's the restoration of the American hegemony across the face of the earth. It's the reinvigorating of the petrodollar. And then it's, look at how many places I've created peace over the face of the earth. And so it's tearing down the Iranian theocratic regime. And then we're going to overthrow this regime. Then we're going to overthrow, and then we're going to take out the Russians. And then we're going to take out the Chinese. And then we're going to get Greenland. And then we're going to, you know, sack Venezuela. Then we're going to sack Cuba probably this week. Then we're going to sack Colombia. Then we're going to do this to the Mexican. And we're going to restore the global order to make it stable again with peace and increase your prosperity. That's why the Christians are throwing themselves at the feet of this new social / political / spiritual movement and have no regard for the things of the Lord, which again, judgment begins in the house of the Lord, which is why God is getting ready to judge the church, in particular in the West, because we're kind of the last bastion. I mean, you know, you live in New Zealand, and I know a lot of people, Europeans and Central and South Americans, have friends from all kinds of different ethnic backgrounds and nationalistic identities out there. And there is no church left in those places. They say America is it. And actually, America is so apostate that what brand of Christianity they promote around the face of the earth is making the world lawless at breakneck speed. Not the U.S. government. They say the American missionaries that are propagating their brand of churchianity through Bethel, Hillsong, blah, 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 Gospel Coalition, Southern Baptist Convention, Mormonism, and all these other things, amalgamation of all things mystery religion and occultic, that we are actually making the world lawless. The American Christians are, faster than the American government is.
Well, it goes hand in hand, because the church is then undergirding this current administration and promoting it, and so blind. And of course, we're not suggesting that the Democrats were any better, because they're all just two wings on the same double-headed phoenix, or two heads on the same phoenix, whatever, you know, whether it's Democrat or Republican. And I think the whole thing with the Epstein files, the Mystery Babylon files, as you say, is showing is that it's all the same bird, two wings of the same bird. It's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's Tories in England, it's, you know, whatever, they're all tied in and together and controlled, I believe, by the same small group of people, and ultimately Lucifer. And they are, they're Luciferians ultimately, at the top of both parties, probably in most countries.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, and you can look at the iconography of almost every nation in the world, especially European and Russian, Eurasian, And they show you with their crest and their seals who they all worship. They're actually, there is a unified effort. Although there's competing interests, right? A house divided against itself isn't going to stand. They're actually unified, which is why you're like, you know, why hasn't Putin done anything? Why is he showing so much restraint? Why do they allow the US to do this and NATO to do that? Why do they do, you know? And it's because they're actually all working towards a similar end state. And the similar end state is this 10 kings reality and a centralized global governance with a technocratic-based totalitarian government through, you know, a hyper AI-driven surveillance state is what everybody wants, and they're all in agreement on that. Now, you're always going to have infighting, right, and double-crossing and triple-crossing and backstabbing and all that along the way. But as a macro, from a macro perspective, there is a unity and continuity of agenda and effort by all these nations.
Absolutely. Completely agree. So, Jamie, I guess we should look to wrap up. Can you tell our listeners where they find you online or in person, and any last words you want to get across to people before we wrap up?
Yeah, they can find me at omegadynamics.org. That's omegadynamics.org. And they can also find me just under Jamie Walden on YouTube. I have a channel over there. They can check out sermons and videos or our past presentations or whatever the case may be. And yeah, they can lock on to all that information there. And just as a parting thought, you know, I actually just preached on this yesterday on Sunday, is we can't have a disconnect as we hear this fire hosing of information coming out from all spheres, right? I mean, it's just information overload, and it's all good. It's prescient. It has value, but we can't get lost in the sauce and not realize the true and better fixation or magnification of our heart has to be the joy that is set before us and about an eternity with Christ Jesus, you know, and really to have that eternal perspective that as we're seeing these things being revealed and we're seeing these things breaking out, whether it's the astrocatastrophism, earth sciences or geopolitics or emerging techs or whatever, all the craziness that's breaking out all at the same time, is we actually, believe it or not, biblically ought to have a joy in the Lord in our hearts as we're watching these things. And we're to stand up and look up to, because our redemption draws nigh. We're to speed the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be in eager anticipation of these things. There actually should be a bit of a degree of like a quieted spirit before a holy God, because we know that he's about ready to right all the wrongs, and he's going to exact justice on all the injustices, and he's going to heal all the brokenhearted. He's going to break the teeth of all the wicked. He's going to stop all this stuff that we just talked about for the last hour. It's all about ready to be wrapped up, and we ought to be going, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, finally. And at the same time going, okay, Lord, have your way in me. Sanctify me, God. Conform me to the image of your Son. Search my heart, see if there's any unclean thing in me, Lord. Lead me in your way after everlasting. And God, by your power, by your might, by your spirit, Lord, show me what role you would have me to play in this generation. Because we have a good mission set, because we have the good news of salvation in Christ Jesus. So that should be the higher magnification, not what the powers of darkness are doing, not what this administration's doing, not what's getting ready to break out with the technocrats and you know, super AI and artificial general intelligence. All that stuff is relevant, but the higher magnification should be on the second coming of Jesus Christ, because he's about ready to wrap it all up and put a bow on it, and it will be finished. Praise God, there is an end to the Epstein file reality that's been going on, not just in the last 80 years, but what's been going on for 6,000 years of human history. Praise God.
That sounds like a great wrap up. Yep. Thank you so much, Jamie. That's fascinating. And look, mate, we'll have to try and find some time to come on again soon, because there's so many other things we could have talked about. So it's been awesome.
So much. Yeah, there is so much going on. And like I said, You know, I'm going to have that meeting this week, actually, in Tennessee. And even after that meeting, that's going to just open up a whole nother crazy, crazy town paradigm for sure. So there'll be a lot to discuss.
And that's on UFOs and things like that, right? Because we didn't actually talk about that online. So next time we'll come back and talk about what comes of that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is, I know we're done recording for the show, but it's just crazy how it all overlays. It's just insane. It's like every little detail from the woo-woo stuff, the paranormal stuff, the UFOs, to asteroids, to underground military bases, to the economy, to the war in Iran, to the war in Russia. It's like, it's all interconnected. Every single detail of it is connected. You can't have one without the other. It's pretty, pretty nutso right now, that's for sure.
Absolutely. All right. So yes, we'll have to come back and discuss that sometime soon. Also, folks, don't forget aminutetomidnight.com. Please make sure you subscribe to us on our website and our YouTube channel and our Rumble channel and Apple Podcasts and so on. And please like and share this video. That's always much appreciated. And you can donate to A Minute to Midnight as well at our website if you want to, as we do run this 100% by donations. And, you know, we really do appreciate it when people help us. That is awesome. And if anyone wants to, that is how you can do it, by donating at aminutetomidnight.com. And the music that used in the show, I've written, played, and recorded. God willing, we will be back with another episode in a few days' time. So God bless and stay safe.